Welcome to Shom Achshav and the Daf Shiur Span Tzolu Nishmas. I'm Yaakov Shom, Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding Mometzia Daf Kuf Hei. This Daf is learned in the first Yom Tev of Shavuos Tavshin Pei Dalet. And there is a connection, a Gevalda connection, this Daf, to the Yom Tev. The Gemara Mudav tells us that there is some olives and grapes that are called Pritzei Zeisim Vanovim. They're Pritzim. Says the Gemara, what does it mean Pritzei Zeisim? Says the Gemara, Rishei Zeisim. They're Rishoyim. There are olives and grapes that are considered to be Rishoyim. What does it mean, Rishoyim? Zog Rashi. K'nefare Shem Rishei Zeisim V'anovim Shem Le'oilom Boiser Shem Bishulom Nigmar Le'oilom. They are always not ripe. They never come to the level of Bishul. They never fully grown. They always stay as small fruits. And this teaches us an unbelievable lesson. That what is the definition of a Rasha? A definition of a Rasha is someone who does not fulfill his full potential. He stays as a small fruit. He never grows up. He never brings out to fruition what he has in potential. A Rasha, a Paritz, is someone who doesn't realize his potential. And this is mamish, the connection to the Yom Tov. We'll start like this. We know that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is the day that we celebrate, commemorate David HaMelech. That's one of the reasons that we lay in Rus on Shavuos, because David HaMelech was Nifter on Shavuos. And the Shari Tshuva already brings that the Meili, he was also born in Shavuos. Shari Tshuva says the reason he was born in Shavuos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memale Yemeim Shel Tzadikim. We know Tzadikim die and born in the same day. But my Rabbi Ramos Shapir Zetzal said it's more simpler than that. Because we know David HaMelech was not supposed to live more than 3 hours. Until Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years of his life. So all David HaMelech has is 70 years. 70 full years. From the day of birth to the day of death. So he was born and Nifter on Shavuos. What's the connection of David HaMelech to Shavuos? Why does David HaMelech belong to this Yom Tov? He's the Melech, so he belongs to Malchus. He belongs to Rosh Hashanah. It says David HaMelech is Anit Filo, but he belongs to Yom Kippur. What is this Shaychus to Shavuos? But we have another question on Shavuos. L'chora, what are we celebrating in Shavuos? To receive the Luchos Rishonos, receive the Torah. But the Torah that came in Shavuos, Moshe Rabbeinu broke, when Moshe came down the mountain, Am Yisrael doing Chet HaEgel. We have to wait until Yom Kippur in order to get the Luchos again, Luchos Shneirs. So what's the big celebration of Shavuos? But it's brought down the Sfarim, the idea of Shavuos is, we're not celebrating the fact that we actually got the Torah. But we have the potential of Luchos Rishonos embedded in us. Luchos Rishonos, we know, the Chazal tell us, the Gemara brings, the Midrashim bring. If a person would have Luchos Rishonos, Adam lo yimid ve'eino shechach, we would learn, not forget. Am Yisrael would not go to Galus. And in a different place it says, if Am Yisrael would get Luchos Rishonos, there will be no Misa in the world. Am Yisrael would not die anymore. It's the highest level Am Yisrael could get to. It's our potential. We didn't receive the Torah. We have the potential to reach back to that higher level of Luchos Rishonos. And here comes the Gevaldic idea. David HaMelech, says the Gemara, Hikim Ulo Shel Tshuva. He established the yoke of Tshuva. And the Shaila is, why is David HaMelech considered to be the one who established the yoke of Shavua more than anybody else? There's many before him who did Tshuva. Adam Marisha did Tshuva. Reuven did Tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu did Tshuva. Many did Tshuva. Says the Vilna Gaon, Big Yisoit, many did Shuva before, but they were not able to go back to their original state. Adam Rishon did Shuva, he still died. Reuven did Shuva, he lost the Bechayro. Moshe Rabbeinu did Shuva, but he still didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. The only one who did Shuva and was able to go back to his original state is David HaMelech, that there was a achraz in front of everybody, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's mechape lo yisa'avoyim, he completely erased the Aveiro, he went back to his original state. Meaning David HaMelech represents the one who's able to go back and realize his full potential. Even if he did Aveira, he did Tshuva, and went back to his original potential that he had. He went back to his original stage, original Dargo that he had before the Chet. And David HaMelech is going to bring, from him comes Melech HaMashiach, who is bringing the entire world to its fullest potential. That's the Shayrish that comes with David HaMelech to fix Adam HaRishon, to come and fix the world and bring it to its fullest potential. So Nimtza very Gevaldik. That's why David HaMelech belongs to Shavuos. Because the celebration of Shavuos is the celebration of realizing our full potential. And that's what David HaMelech does, realizes it brings back the full potential. It's brought down in Sfarim, then Shavuos, a person can daven to be Moitzi Peiros, to realize his full potential. Shavuos is the day when you do the opposite of Pritzei Zeisim V'Anovim. The Pritzim, the Rishayim, don't realize the full potential. But Israel, Amech, Kulam, Tzadikim, we all come to realize the full potential, and that is the big yomtiv of Chag Shavuos, the Chag of realizing, bringing to fruition the full potential of each one in Klal Yisrael. A good yomtiv. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.